Oh boy, here we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject for 10 minutes or so. This is to build the habit of talking enthusiastically. I got it out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. He recommends everyone should talk about or read something aloud enthusiastically for 10 minutes every day. It's a fun process. You could try it yourself if you want to talk more enthusiastically. And on this episode, it's more of a discovery episode. I don't know. So I want to talk enthusiastically about voice acting, and I am not a voice actor. I love voice actors because I watch so much anime, animated shows, cartoons, all that fun stuff. So I'm a big fan of voice actors. One of my favorite YouTube channels, there's two, and they're funny, is Honest Trailers. I don't know what the channel is actually, but the series is just Honest Trailers. The guy does a perfect video, like that epic deep movie trailer voice. So he does that very well, and he makes hilarious voiceovers over commercials for movies, like previews. So it's hilarious. I love it. The other thing that's kind of voice acting that I really enjoy is called bad lip reading. It's funny. There's just like the first one I ever saw was a Star Wars one. They were making fun of the movie, and just the voiceovers were hilarious. And they just talk over movie clips, like the in speeches, whatever, and they just make up scripts that match the lip movements, and it's crazy. They fit and they're goofy, and they don't, some of them don't make sense, but that's okay. That's part of the humor. You know, there's like a scene of the Avengers with the Hulk in there, and then Samuel L. Jackson was talking to Mark Ruffalo like, why didn't you eat your carrots? It's just something silly and goofy like that. So that's fun. Oh, and I, while talking about voice acting, another hilarious fun thing I really like is a YouTube channel group called Team Four Star, and they got popular from voicing over Dragon Ball Z. I really love Dragon Ball Z. It's a show I grew up watching, very inspirational for me. I love Goku, the main character, and how he consistently grows stronger and prevails like every challenge. That's like the kind of his thing, and it's pretty fun to watch. Anyway, it was really joyful to me when I was a kid, and still so as an adult. And then Team Four Star voicing over it, it's hilarious. Like they just make up their own scripts and put it over the cartoon. And it's great. Like, it's hilarious. And they portray the characters more how people interpret them versus how they actually are in the show. They just have some tendencies, you know, like Goku, the main character, he seems very simple-minded, and they really play on that with their scripts, and that's fun. So voice acting, yeah, I don't know, it's something I would like to try. I don't know, I got a goofy, unique voice. I found this out from, you know, my TikTok videos, the bubble videos. All the comments were about my voice and how I sounded like you know, Fix It Felix from Wreck-It Ralph, or a grown-up Flapjack from The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack. So I get that. Like, it's like, you sound like a grown-up Flapjack, or basically any character Jack McBriar has voiced over. I personally don't hear the sound reference between Jack McBriar and myself, but I guess it's there. And occasionally when I get excited, I will sound like Kermit the Frog, which is its own thing. So I think there's some potential there. I don't know. So I was looking through voices.com and it has a bunch of sample scripts. And I was like, oh, let's go play through this. And I was recording myself doing them. And I was like, oh, hey, I should do a podcast episode on this for fun, because that's what we do here. We have fun. And I was trying to find like a script that was like a cartoon or something. And the closest I got was a talking toy. And they break it down to like 15 second scripts, 30 second scripts, and 60. So here's this one. Did you say you need help with your math homework? Well, you're in luck, because I'm a math genius. Okay, so long division, is it? Let's start with an easy one. 10 divided by 5, and there's the 15 second script. I don't know. So I figured what I could do is just go through, record these, post them, throw it on Fiverr, and see what happens, because obviously it is going to be a very unique request to want my voice over something. So that's what I'm thinking of doing, just to add some other thing into the mix. I want to build on my voice, and I see there's potential there for, you know, like even just with client work that I do, you know, being able to have voice acting capabilities would be beneficial, like for little simple commercials, a little this, that. Again, my voice unique. I don't know how to what that would be. So by putting my stuff out there and just giving it a shot, maybe that'll kind of work itself out. But that is what I'm thinking about doing, and it's just fun. So one of my calendar things, I have these little calendars. They have motivational messages every day, unique one, same one for the weekends, and many of them have been following this consistent trend of the idea and concept of starting. You know, for example, everyone starts somewhere. The first thing anyone has to do is start. Just start. Like, just do it. Just go do things. And that's sound advice. So, you know, like, I always go back to macro photography, because that's something I put a lot of time into, but there's other things I've put a lot of time into that I've either continued doing or stopped doing. But, you know, like melting lead and turning it into things, like that is so, you know, just like, yeah, let's try it out. And you just learn as you go. And that's just a powerful thing, you know. Whatever you want to do in life, you can just start. You can try it out, and there's a lot of things that happen when you just start and try it out. You have fun, even if you are terrible at it. That is a good indicator that you're on the right path, you know. So say you're doing something, let's molding clay. I've done that a handful of times, and not the best work, but it was just for fun, and I could see doing that over and over where you would get progressively better. It didn't really get me going, so that wasn't one of my hobbies I put in, like, my things to always play with and get better at. So for me, modeling clay, not a big thing. However, for you, maybe it is. And you know, like, you're like, hey, that looks fun. You can find new things to do by just looking at lists of hobbies and trending things on YouTube and TikTok, social media. But yeah, you could just pick something, start, and either you'll like kind of get excited about it, or you won't. If you don't, you may try it another few times to get a feel, but really, if you're excited about something, you'll stick with it for a while. And that's how it was with melting lead. I didn't know what to expect from it. It just happened to be pretty dang fun, and I learned a lot of things, how you could change the properties by adding different alloys, and how the temperature of the lead affected how well it poured into the mold, and et cetera, et cetera. There's just all this little stuff you kind of figure out through playing with it. And that's the beauty. So the moral of the story is to go try new things. And if it gets you going, you'll be okay if you fail or if you don't succeed. You just need that little like spark of joy and fun to determine whether or not it's something you should keep playing with. And that's fun. So like this podcast has really helped me where I enjoy talking more. I individually am the guy who never really says anything at social gatherings. I'm more of a one-on-one talker, so talking a lot isn't my thing. So this podcast is helping me in multiple ways. It's allowing me to express myself in a different way, work on my voice, and being able to think. Like, I don't write a script. I tried that on a few episodes and it just didn't seem authentic. It was weird. I couldn't convey feelings as much reading what I wrote versus just going off the top of my head, which sometimes it jumps all over the place. And I think the more and more I do this, the more and more focused I get, making it easier. So for this episode, it's just on a whim, like out of nowhere. I was like, hey, let's talk about this. I'm reading these sample talking toy scripts. That sounds like a fun podcast episode. So for me, I'm gonna I have the equipment. I got the Rode I don't know which mic, but I have an audio interface with the Rode. That's what I'm talking through now. I also have my Zoom thingy that I got. But the quality of this mic is much more better for voice than the mic on the little Zoom. That's another thing I've learned about mics. There's all sorts of different pickup patterns that change how much sound they pick up and from what direction. And I believe this is called a supercardioid, and that means it just picks up directly in front of the mic, and the sides, it doesn't pick up anything or as much. Here, I'll flick, snap, that's left, right of the mic, and then the behind. I don't know what that, I'll have to play that back to hear what that sounds like, but it's for voice acting, singing. I'm not a singer, but I am becoming a talker, and that is where I'm gonna play. I'm gonna just play with it and see where it goes. So, yeah, that's pretty much all for this episode. We'll keep it short. I just want to talk enthusiastically about voice acting, how I like it, especially the anime. As far as all the anime I've been binge watching, as far on Funimation, the hilarious thing is there's maybe six to eight voices that are consistent across like almost every show. Like it's fun. It's fun for me. I'm like, oh, that voice matches here and here and here, you know? So it's fun because it's usually a completely different character. And then you hear the same voice in a different character is amusing to me. So, yeah. Voice acting, cool. I'm going to look into that just by starting with recording some sample scripts, throwing something out on the internet world on Fiverr. Fiverr lets you easily sell services, whether that's voice acting, writing. Most popular one that kind of really got Fiverr recognized is logo design. My logo was made from someone on there. I've had several friends where they got their logo made on Fiverr, and that's really a cool place. Like, but you can sell any service you want. Copywriting, very lucrative in demand thing. So if you're good at copywriting, go put a little thing out there and be like, yo, I could copyright. It's crazy. It's like 10 bucks a word. I don't know. It's something bizarre. Like if you were to write a whole page ad, it would cost you probably a few thousand dollars, which is kind of where copywriting is. Or not copywriting. Yeah, copywriting. Copywriting, writing. writing, writing text to sell a product. That is how my definition of copyright. No. Words to convince people to buy your thing. And that's a good skill. Apparently someone did a study. They took these cheap like things they got at a garage sale, and they had like two of each thing, and they sold each item on eBay generally. And then the second set of the same items, they hired professional copywriters and photographers for each of the items. And those cheap little items, they were the same things. It was like ridiculous. Like it was like thousands of dollars difference in sale. Like it was crazy. So, something to think about, just throwing that out there. Anyway, that is all for this episode, and we will catch you later. Whee!